From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Large parts of Europe are enforcing a third day of no-fly rules because of a huge ash cloud from the eruption of a volcano in Iceland. Diane Cubius with the Icelandic Honorary Consulate of New York. She was in a helicopter Wednesday when the volcano erupted.
The actual plume that actually came out of the volcano was massive, black, you know, and you could tell that because of the thickness, it looked like a nuclear explosion. It came out literally like a mushroom cloud.
A trade group estimates that the airline industry is losing $200 million a day from disruptions caused by the spread of volcanic ash. It's caused travel chaos, and there have been ripple effects. Dinah Akila is a freight manager for Siginon Freight in Kenya. She says perishable cargo, such as flowers, are sitting in the warehouse at Nairobi's airport.
We are also talking in terms of millions of dollars that has been lost, that has gone down the drain. This is not going to be recovered because once flowers go bad, they are bad. There's nothing like getting money from the buyers. We have to compensate them.
The Pentagon says it's had to reroute military flights, including those evacuating the wounded from Afghanistan and Iraq. The federal government is suing the storied Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs. The Securities and Exchange Commission alleges that Goldman sold investors on a securities product that was actually designed to turn sour. Here's NPR's Frank Langfitt.
In 2007, Goldman put together an investment that hinged on subprime mortgage-backed securities, and it marketed the product to investors as a way to make money. But the SEC says Goldman didn't tell investors this. A hedge fund that paid Goldman to structure the investment helped select the securities and then bet they would fail. The government said the hedge fund, Paulson & Company, paid Goldman $15 million for its work. The SEC said Paulson, which has not been charged, made $1 billion on the deal, while investors lost about the same amount. Goldman said the charges were completely unfounded and vowed to fight them. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
The first wrongful death suit has been filed in West Virginia's Upper Big Branch mine disaster. The suit was filed by the widow of Robert Griffith, who was one of four missing men for 5 days after the blast. NPR's Howard Berkus has been following developments.
Marlene Griffith is suing for unspecified damages, citing federal mine safety records that say the mine's management engaged in aggravated conduct constituting more than ordinary negligence. Mark Moreland is Marlene Griffith's attorney.
Treating miners as expendable has to stop, and the only way is to affect the bottom line.
Mine owner Massey Energy didn't respond to a request for comment but said in a statement last week it has litigation insurance and doesn't anticipate harm to its bottom line. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Kyrgyzstan's deposed president has formally resigned. Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow on how the situation unfolded.
Kurmanbek Bekiev's official resignation came in the form of a handwritten letter to Kyrgyzstan's interim government, according to officials led by former foreign minister Rosa Utunbayeva. Utunbayeva says the deposed president faxed his letter overnight from Kazakhstan. The political situation in the Central Asian country has been tense since early April, when demonstrators staged protests in the capital of Bishkek, forcing Bekiev to flee. Oppositionists claimed there was rampant corruption and that Bekiev refused to get rid of his relatives, who held key positions within the government. Utunbayeva blames Bekiev for much of the violence in the country over the past few weeks and says he must stand trial for the demonstrations. Bekiev has yet to comment. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Toyota says its engineers in Japan have confirmed a safety problem on one of its luxury SUVs, a problem first highlighted by Consumer Reports magazine. Toyota says it has duplicated handling problems with the 2010 Lexus GX460. The Consumer magazine issued a rare don't buy warning because of rollover concerns. Toyota says it's evaluating remedies. In a separate issue, the automaker is recalling another 600,000 Toyotas. This time, the recall is for the Toyota Sienna minivan sold in the United States. The automaker says the recall affects 1998 through 2010 model year Siennas that have been operated in cold climates. Rust from road salt could cause potential corrosion in the spare tire carrier cable. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.